fifth parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Dalad. The celebrations at the night of Simchas Beit HaShoeva was every night of Chol HaMoed. Chassidim Bamshi Maitha Yimarakim Lufneim Bavukish Al Ol Shabi Yadeim. The center of attraction was to watch the Tzaddikim and the Chassidim, and people that were by Bali Maitha and Toivim, that would dance with their torches in their hands. Va'oimim Lufneim Divishiyus Vitishbochus. And they would say praises to Hashem. The Tzaddikim would say that happy was our childhood that did not embarrass our adulthood. And the Bali Tshuvas would say that happy is our later years that was mechaper on our younger years. And they would both say, happy is one who never sinned. And one who did sin, Chayze, B'tshuva, and Hashem will be Meichelin, and everything will be wonderful. Onward. Halavim, the Kinoides, the Pinavolim, the Teltayim, Chasaitis, the Chli, Shir, E, B'loi, Mispo. Halavim would play all these musical instruments, violins, and harps, and cymbals, trumpets, all different types of Chli, Shir, innumerable amount of them. Achamishus, in Milus, the Yodim, as Yisrael, as Noshim, on the 15 steps, going down from the upper Azara where the Mizbech was, to the lower Azara which where all these festivities were taking place. And there were 15 steps. Connected Chamisha Asa Shiramal Shebet Tehillim. These correspond to the 15 Shiramals towards the end of Tehillim. Shalem Levim Oim Din Bekli Shir V'Oimim Shira. Levim would play the music and also sing. Va'om Dushnei Kohanim B'Shara Elyon Sheyoyer Me'ezes Yisrael Le'ezes Noshim. There will be two Kohanim that will be standing on the gate which was going down from Ezes Yisrael to Ezes Noshim. It was on the top of these 15 steps. V'Shnei Chatzoses V'Yadayim. And there are two trumpets. Korah HaGever, when the rooster crowed, this was approximately the time of Eloisa Shachar, Tokel Ve'yuei Tokel, they blew the shofar, Tkiah Tru Atkiah. Higil L'mayla Asilis. The ones who drew the water now would come with the water, and they would go up to the tenth step of these steps. Tokyo Hijiya Vitoku, they blow the shofar again, Yul Azara. They'd come up, they would go down to the Azara of the Ezes Noshim. In other words, this was not when they brought back the water, when they were going to draw the water. After Eloisa Shachar, they would go down from the 10th stair down to the Ezes Noshim. Then they would keep on blowing the shofar, the trumpets, till they got to the point of the Shad towards the east, which was going out of the Beit HaMikdash. And Hotzul Pneyem Meirev, they turned their face to the west, and the back was facing the base of Mikdash, and as they were about to leave, they turned around and they faced the base of Mikdash. Forefathers that were Oyda Vodizara, they kept the back to the base of Mikdash, the Mazazel and the base of Mikdash, the face to the east, where the sun was rising, to bow down to the sun. The Hamish Tachim Kedma Lashemish, they bowed down to the sun. We are facing to Yuakadish Boch, Rabbi Huda Omer. We are to Yakovish Bohu, and our eyes are facing towards you. Bottom line is that as they were going out now to draw the water, they were expressing how much the Mashu, the Beis HaMikdash. The water would be drawn in the beginning of the day, because if it was drawn at night, there would be a problem of having water overnight.